we're going to go down to Whakatāne now and congratulate those that have been working really hard on the Māori wards, and the configuration of the council has now been decided upon. Hopefully it suits everybody. Hopefully, well, we don't really care if it doesn't suit everybody, but we do hope that it does suit Māori. Here to talk to us about one of the strongest advocates for Māori wards, Tony Boynton. Congratulations to you, Tony, on the Māori wards and the configuration of this. I hope it suits you. Does it suit you?
Yes, well, I think that the fact that it's actually happening now, and that the Whakatāne District Council went through the representation review, and one of the really good things that they did was that they were really open and being flexible to come out to our Māori communities and all communities, some who came out to tribal hui to present what the wards would look like, so that whānau on the ground level can have an input to see what that looks like, and just making themselves available. So ultimately, when it came to doing submissions, there weren't really many that were unhappy about it in terms of, from a Māori perspective, of what it looked like. I think the fact that they were very open and ensuring that everybody had a chance to have feedback into the design went really well. Mm. Yeah.
And so what's the makeup of it?
So for Whakatāne, there are going to be three Māori wards. One will be Whakatāne Ohope, one will be Rangatāiki, and the other ward will be known as Toiki Uta. So that's quite a large ward. So before, Whakatāne had four wards, so this is just what the Māori ward map will look like. The general seats, there will be seven seats, but there will be still within the three wards. So for us, I think they had strong discussions, obviously, with the iwi leaders. So we have up to six iwi within our rohe. And so those iwi had chances to be lead in terms of how that looked like, and the feedback from there was positive. And so once mana whenua, I suppose, is happy with those, with what it looks like, that's what's moving ahead. There were a couple of other options, like going at large, but I think seeing as this is our first go at it, there's also the possibility in a few years' time to review what that looks like. But most were satisfied. So, yeah.
Well, great. Congratulations to you. Also, too, with those general seats, Māori can apply for those. So they, you know, there is, you know, in effect, could be, you know, a majority Māori council.
Yes, so there is opportunities there for Māori to also stand in the general ward. So either, you don't have to be enrolled in the general role to stand in the general seat, and vice versa, you don't have to be on the Māori role to stand in the Māori seat. So it would be really interesting. Particularly, we have quite a strong presence within our rohe of Ngāti Awa and Tūhoe. Also, you've got Ngāti Manawa. You've also got Ngāti Rangitihi as well, and aspects of Tū Wharetoa Ki Kawarau. But even though Kawarau has their own council. So there are quite a few iwi, and there also are quite a few iwi whānau who live in the area, rohe, there are other iwi. So, yeah, there's still opportunities there. I think the exciting part too is knowing that we're not going to be having to cancel ourselves out to just go for that one general seat, which is what's happened before in the past.
Great. Well, congratulations to you. Do you think will you be considering running in one of these seats, either the general or the Māori ward?
So, yes, I am considering standing for these seats to follow through on the kaupapa. At this stage, it is looking at the Māori ward for the Ohope Whakatāne ward. Even though I connect to Tūhoe, I also have connections to Ngāti Awa. And, yes, definitely will be standing.
congratulations to you. All the very best. We will be following your journey, no doubt. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Oh, nā mihi ki a koe, Claudette. Thank you always for your time.